我不知明天如何。
I don't know about tomorrow.
你们知道吗
？Do you know?
可是有些人说我知道啊。
But that's
明天我要去赚钱呢、啊。
But there's some people say I know I'm going to make some money tomorrow.
明天我要去赚啊，去找一份更好的工作啊。
And tomorrow I will find a better job.
明天我要去买一栋好房子啊。
I'm going to buy a bigger house.
等等等等。
And、
都是我知道
and it's all like I know
其实我们不知道
and indeed actually we don't know
所以雅各书里面说、啊、他说、其实你们、啊、他说有的人说明天、啊、明年我们要去做什么做什么做什么
and in the book of James it actually said that you know There's people saying that next year I'm going to do this and that.
他其实你们不知道。
But God said you don't, actually you don't know.
你们在活在世界上只不过像一片云雾。
You're kind of like a cloud in this world.
出现少时就不见了。
And you vanish after a brief appearance.
我们知道明年会怎么样吗
？Do we know actually what will happen to next year?
更不知道。
We actually we don't.
当你不知道的时候，你才要信主。
You need to know God when you don't know.
当你说你自己知道的时候
，You say you know.
你信主干嘛
？And why do you have to believe in God?
你都知道嘛，你还信主干什么
？And why do you need to believe in God if you know everything?
当我们把我们看到小孩啊过马路的时候
，When we see a child walking across the road.
父母总要把他的手拉住，引他过去。
The parents always hold their hands when crossing the road.
因为他们不知道什么是危险。
Because they don't know what is danger.
当一个孩子不听这个劝告，就要冲过去的时候。
When a child does not listen to his parents and want to run across the street,
可能就发生意外了。
An accident might happen.
总而言之
，and in a word.
我实在喜欢这首歌。
I really like this song.
你们刚才读了这个约翰福音三章十六节、十七节。
You have just read the book of John, verse chapter 3, verse 16 and 17.
我们大家都很熟悉。
We're very familiar with this verse.
也非常喜爱。
And we like it a lot.
有的人说啊
And some people say,
yeah. 说这个三约翰福音三章十六节十七节，它是圣经当中的圣经。
And some people say these verses are the scripture of the scripture.
是福音当中的精华。
And the essence of the gospels.
这是有道理的哦。
And this is really true.
为什么呢
？But why?
因为他把福音的真理简单明了的告诉我。
Because it tells us the truth of this gospel in a very clear and simple way.
福音的核心是什么
？What is the core of the gospels?
就是神的爱。
And this is the love of God.
这个爱，它是从两个方面表现出来。
This love was shown in two ways.
主耶稣因爱舍身。
Because Jesus gave up his life.
啊。世人因爱得救
，and because of love, the peoples are saved.
一个舍
，one gives;
一个得
，another one receives.
舍与得和我们福音的真理关系密切。
And this give and receive has a very close relationship with the truth of the gospel.
意义重大
，and it's very meaningful.
下面呢，我们就分别的从人和神这两个方面围绕着舍和得，我们来查考圣经。
In the following, we will look think of around this give and receive from both from the perspective of God and man.
相信是很有益处。
And we study this Bible, we believe this will be very beneficial.
好，我们先来。啊、查看圣经，看一看主的舍与得。
We'll look in the scripture and look at the give and receive of God's salvations.
在新约圣经当中啊，直接论到舍这个经节大概有三十多处。
In the New Testament, there are about 30 places that mention the giving.
这些三十多处经文有四，可以说把它归纳成四个重点。
From these 30 scriptures, we can conclude into four main points.
第一个重点
，the first one，
就像加拉太书第一章第四节所说的。
As in the scripture, the book of Galatians, chapter 1, verse 4.
主耶稣是为了顺从天父的旨意而舍命的。
Our Lord Jesus gave up his life because he obeys God's will.
第二个重点。
And the second one.
也正像马太福音20章28节所说的。
As in Book of Matthew, chapter 20, verse 28.
他是为了世万世上万人得赎得赎得到赎价而舍的。
He gives for the redemption of the people.
第三个重点。
And the third main points.
就像约翰福音十章十八节所说。
As in the Book of John, chapter 10, verse 18.
他是自己要舍的。
He laid down his life on his own accord.
第四个重点。
And the fourth one.
就像罗马书第五章第八节所说的。
As it's in a book of Romans chapter 5 verse 6.
他是因为爱我们才舍的。
And Christ died for us to demonstrate his love.
所以这四个重点就是他是为了顺从天父的使命、天父的命令、旨意而舍的。
And let me repeat this four points. He is Lord gave up his life because it obeys God's love, God's will.
为我们罪的赎价舍的。
And he gave for the redemption of our lives.
他是自己要舍的。
And he's do this on his own accord.
他是因为爱我们而舍的。
He gave his life for us because he loves us.
那么如果我要问那主耶稣他得到什么呢
But we'll ask what did Jesus receive?
其实我们从主耶稣的舍就可以知道
Actually we can know it by knowing what Jesus gives.
他完全不是为了自己要得什么
He does not get anything for his own sake.
那么根据圣经呢
And based on the Bible,
或许我们可以这样来回答
Maybe we can answer in this way.
对上
and to above,
主耶稣顺从天父的旨意
our Lord Jesus obeys God's will.
让救赎的大功得以成就
So that the great work of redemption can be accomplished.
对下呢
and to below,
他为了爱世人
and he loved the world.
使罪得赦免
，so that the sin will be forgiven，
不至灭亡，反得永生。
So people shall not perish, but we have eternal life.
这就是主的舍与得。
And this is the give and receive from our Lord.
那我们第二方面，我们来看一下人的舍与得。
And the second point, we look at the give and receive for man.
我想我们大家也许我们都知道，我们是从主耶稣那里是得了不少的福分的。
We all know that we receive a lot of abundant grace from our Lord.
这个概念我们都有。
And we all have this concept.
但是我自己通过这个考察呀。
But after my own study,
透过这个专题舍与得。的考察
，and through the study of these special topics of give and receive，
还是让我很惊讶。
I'm really surprised。
正像有一首这个是圣诗里面所唱的。
And just like a Bible hymn。
你们唱没唱过那个叫做数算主恩呢、啊、
Have you sing the song Count Your Blessings?
啊，这首圣诗里面就说到这个问题。
And this hymn actually talk about.
他怎么说呢？他说：“若把主的恩典从头数一数。”
He say, "Count your blessing, link them one by one."
必能叫你惊讶主奇妙看。
And it will surprise you what the Lord has done.
圣经当中论到人得到什么的经文。
In the scripture that regarding to what man has received,
数量之多
and the quantity,
内容之丰富
and the abundance of this content,
啊，真是超乎我的想象
or beyond our imagination.
让我们来重点的数算一下
Let's count them by the main points.
我们的罪得赦免
When our sins are forgiven,
我们人得释放
and we will be liberated.
我们得了自由
and we are set free.
我们得了真理
and we receive the truth.
我们得了属灵的新生命
and we receive the new life of the spirit.
我们得了天父儿女的名分
and we'll be named the children of God.
而且我们还要得到新生命更丰盛
and we receive a new life with abundance.
以至于我们能够得以成圣
so that we can be sanctified.
我们得了平安
and we receive peace,
喜乐
joy,
又得了主的保守
and the keeping of the Lord,
看顾
his care,
引领
his leading,
和随时的帮助
and his help in needs.
我们能够在属灵的征战当中站立得稳
andWe can stand firm in the spiritual struggle.
我们得胜有余
and be victorious.
在将来
in the future,
就是在啊这个我们离开世界以后啊，在将来
and after we left this world in the future,
啊，我们得天上的基业
we got the inheritance from heaven.
我已经这个手指数不过来了，对不对
？And I really cannot count.
我们再往下数啊。我们还得荣耀的冠冕
We also got the crown of glory
等等
and etc.
甚至主耶稣还应许我们说
And even so, the Lord Jesus even promised us this.
他说那得胜的
To the one who is victorious.
我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐
I will give the right to sit with me on my throne.
多么丰盛的恩典
What a precious and abundant grace
多么宝贵的恩典
What a valuable grace
其实我们很清楚
Actually we are very clear about
这些本来不是我们配得的
All these are not what we deserve
任何哪一项出来都不是我们配得
And any one of these items we don't deserve
而是主耶稣舍身的大爱他所换来
This is Jesus who exchanged this from his spiritual love.
And then, 然后把它白白的赐给我们。
And he gave us for free.
我们面对这些。
When we are facing this.
如果我们回过头去再去读哥林多前书第二章第九节。
And we look back and then read the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9.
我们就不能不口服心服。
And we'll be all be we'll all convinced.
这些经文说什么
？And the scripture said,
他说神为爱他的人所预备的。
And God's prepared for his people what no eyes have seen.
是眼睛未曾看见。
And no eye have seen.
耳朵未曾听见。
What no ears have heard.
人心也未曾想到的。
And what no human mind has concerned.
你去对照我们刚才所数算一部分从主那里得到的东西。
And let's contrast this with the things that we receive from our Lord.
得到的那些福分。
And the things that we receive from God.
难道不是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的吗
？Isn't it no eyes have seen, no ears have heard, and our minds has not conceived.
相对于人啊所得到的这些丰盛
and relative to the abundance that man get.
那么神要求人舍弃的有多少呢？
And how much does God expect us to give?
实在是不多。
And actually, it's few.
或许可以，啊，我自己啊，或许我可以把它归纳成两点，两个重点和一些劝勉。
Maybe I can summarize it into two main points of exhortations.
刚才我说神给我们得到的，我数了两遍，我就不数了，对不对？
And I was just counting, you know, many times in my hands, I couldn't finish.
但是，那么我们人要我们人舍的，那就很简单，就两个就行了。
You know, for man to give, there's only I think it's only two things.
啊，第一
，first one,
人是因信称义。
Man was justified by faith.
是因信得救。
Because of faith, we are saved.
所以人对神的相信必须是真心诚意的。
So that the faith of man to God must be sincere.
神清楚明白地说
Son, and God talked to us very clearly.
他爱世人。
He loves the world.
他不是爱世上的一部分人。
He does not only love a small portion of the world.
他是爱世上所有的人。
He loves everyone.
不论你是哪一国哪一族的人
No matter which country you are from and what ethnic group you are in
不论你是好人义人、啊、好人或者是坏人
No matter you are a good person or a bad person、
啊、你是不义的人
Or you are unrighteous man
都包括在他的大爱之中
They are all included in his great love
神又清楚明白地表示
And also God proclaimed very clearly,
不论过去，现在，你的行为表现如何
？No matter what your behavior in the past or now,
是好还是坏
？Is good or bad?
啊，就算是你是坏的
，or even if you are worst,
甚至你是差劲透了
，yeah, even if the worst one,
只要你相信主耶稣
，if you believe in Jesus Christ,
他都一视同仁
，and he will look.All them the same.
罪得赦免
And your sins will be forgiven.
得到永生
And got eternal life.
我们读圣经不是记啊，还会记得一个圣经故事吗
？You may remember a Bible story.
主耶稣在被钉十字架的时候，在他左右还有两个什么
？And when Jesus was nailed on the cross, there are two persons on his both sides.
在他的两侧还有两个罪大恶极的强盗。
And then on his left and right side, there are two.
那两个是罪有应得而上十字架的。
They were nailed on the cross because of what they committed.
但是即便是这样，罪大恶极的人
，Even though they have great sins,
其中有一个
，And that's one of them.
他承认自己是有罪的
，And admitted he's sinful.
他相信。主耶稣会到啊，到天堂上去，他是主。
He believed that Jesus is the Lord. He will go up to heaven.
他相信主，他希望他相信主会带他到那里去。
And he believed that God will take him to heaven.
所以他认他自己的罪，他认这个主。
So he admitted his sin and admitted Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣说，你今天。会跟我一起到天上的乐园里去了。
Therefore, Jesus said to him, "You will be with me in paradise today."
所以他的爱是对所有的人的。
The love of our Lord Jesus is for everyone.
正因为如此，所以在圣经里边，他用了一个凡字。
And because of this, in the scripture, it is the word "no matter."
从中文上来讲，什么是凡呢？
And in Chinese, what do you mean by no matter whoever?
就是但凡是什么
That is if something.
只要是什么
And Only if something.
也就是说，但凡相信主耶稣的，只要相信主耶稣的。
If you believe in Christ, and you know,
都在赦免之列。
And you are in the list of pardon.
都能得到永生。
You got eternal life.
但是神也毫不含糊的啊指出。
And also God unambiguously proclaimed.
他在约翰福音三章十七节里边。他也毫不含糊的宣告。
In the book of John, chapter 3, verse 17.
那不信的人的罪已经定了。
And the one who doesn't believe are condemned.
你看，这就是不同的。
And this is the difference.
我们的神能够体谅人的信心有不足的时候。
Our God can empathize.The times when our faith is not sufficient.
你可以今天，哎呀，我比较软弱了，啊，啊，这个，啊，这个信心啊，有些不足啊。
Maybe today you may say that I might be my faith is not really sufficient, it's not strong enough.
神可以体谅。
God can empathize that.
但是神他不允许，绝对不允许虚假。
But God cannot tolerate a hypocrisy.
为什么？
Why?
因为虚假的相信和不信是没有分别的。
Because a fake faith and is no different from no faith.
是不是这样？
Is it true?
所以我们对这个信，这个非常重要。
And our faith is very important.
我们从无神论国家来的人呢、啊、
，and from the people who came from a atheist country，
我们常常总要问一个为什么呢
？We always ask the question why。
主耶稣说这样，要我们这样做，要我们那样做，要我们相信他，为什么呢
？And Jesus asked us to do this and that, and we need to believe in Him, but why？
三一真神。真的只有这个唯独的真神吗
？And is it the God of Trinity? Is it this? Do we really have a you know unique God?
我们总是要问一个为什么。
We always want to ask the question why.
好像这样才有根据，这样才有啊，心里面才觉得有把握。
It seems that this is the way that we can have confidence and a basis in our argument.
其实错。
And actually, this is wrong.
真正的信
and the real faith
就是不问为什么
is not to ask why.
从来不问为什么
We never ask why.
神这么说，我就这么信
I believe in what God just told me.
那就是最好的信，那就是真信
This is the best faith belief, and this is the true
否则呢，不叫做信
Otherwise, we will not call it faith.
那是信你自己。
Actually, you'll be believing in yourself.
我明白了就信。
I believe when I fully understand.
我有把握了我就信。
I have I know the truth and then I believe.
你都有把握了，什么你都知道，什么都在你的掌握之中，你还要神干什么？
When you have assurance and you
你不需要神了嘛？
And everything under control, then you don't actually need God.
所以最好的信是什么都不问。
And actually, the best faith is.Not to ask.
神这么说，我就怎么信。
And whatever God said, I'll believe.
所以神啊，没有强迫人去信。
God will not force people to believe.
但是他要求人真心诚意的去信。
But he asked for a sincere heart and a true faith.
他这个要求是合理的。
And this request is actually very reasonable.
是必须的。
It's a must.
我觉得这一点我们很确实很重要。
And I think this point is extremely important.
他就要求你凡信得永生。
He asks us to believe and so that you can get eternal life.
他没有说你们不管任何人必须信，他没这么说。
And God did not say that no matter who, whoever it is, you must believe.
但他说凡是假若有人信，就得永生。
And actually, say if someone believes, then you got eternal life.
所以这是非常合理的。
And this is very reasonable.
这第一点。
And that's the first.
第二点。
The second one.
神要求他，要求信他的人要走出去传福音。
God asked his believers to go out to spread the gospel.
去广传福音。
To spread out the gospel.
而且这是命令。
And this is an order.
你们要去。
You have to go.
不是说你们可以去，也可以不去。
He didn't say, yeah, you can go on your, or not.
这是一个命令，是一个大使命。
This is an order. This is a commandment.
这是神对人的要求。
And this is what God asks from the people.
神他就是爱，对不对？圣经上讲，神就是爱。
The scripture say God is love.
他爱世上所有的人。
He loves all the people.
他为了爱世上所有人，他甘愿啊舍身。做众人的赎价。
Because his love, he's willing to give up his life for the redemption of all.
他愿意万人得救，不愿一人沉沦。
He wants everyone to be saved and not one being lost.
我们作为啊蒙恩得救，成为他儿女的基督徒。
Being a Christian that is saved by grace.
我们怎么可以违背神的心愿
？How can we oppose God's will?
只顾自己得救
and only care for our own salvation,
而不顾别人
and not care for anybody.
我得救就好了
and I, you know, I'm saved, that's good enough.
现在的基督徒在总人口里面占多少比例啊
What's the percentage of Christians in the whole human population?
大概5%啊
Around 5%.
那95%呢
What are the other 95%?
I don't care.
我不在乎。
啊，明天我上天堂就好了嘛。
And tomorrow I'll go up to heaven.
这不行。
We cannot do this.
这是不合理的。
This is not reasonable.
这不是神的心愿。
This is not God's will.
他说我愿万人得救，不愿一人沉沦。
I want everyone be saved and not one lost soul.
也就是他希望所有的人都得救。
And actually want everyone to be saved.
而不是不 care.
It's not don't care, not care.
那第三
，and the third point，
啊，我们在前面说他要我们舍的这两点啊，下面我们看他还有一些劝勉。
And we see that God also has some exhortation to us.
他不是逼迫你。
God won't force you.
他是劝你。
He asks actually ask you.
我们来看几个例子啊。
Let's look at some example.
第一个例子。
The first example,
马太福音16:24。
The book of Matthew, chapter 16:24.
耶稣说：“若有人要来跟从我
，And Jesus said, whoever wants to be my disciple,
就当舍己
，must deny themselves,
天天背起自己的十字架来跟从我
，and take up the cross and follow me。”
这是不是一个劝勉呢
？This is an exhortation.
是。
Yes.
因为他最前面是加了一个若
，and in the beginning of the scripture, he say a word whoever.
假若
，and mean assume.
如果
or if.
他没有说你们每一个人必须怎么样。
He didn't set up a strict rules of you need to do this and that.
而是如果假若有人要来跟从我的。
And actually, you say it's assuming something, and if you follow me, and you do this,
这表明它不是一个规定。
This is not is not a rule or law.
而是给人一种选择。
But this is a choice.
你可以这样做，你也可以不这样做。
You can do this or you don't do this.
你这样，你愿意这样做，好，那你就这样。
If you're willing to do this, then you can.
这是主在劝勉我们。
And this is the Lord's exhortation from our Lord.
另外还有的啊，有人说啊，舍己是对教会领袖的要求。
And some people may say that denying yourself is your reaction to your superior.
为什么呢
？But why?
他说因为。这个当年这个主说这个话是对门徒说的呀。
Because at that time Jesus actually was talking to his disciples.
门徒他们就是领袖嘛。
And Jesus actually the the leader of the disciples.
所以这个啊，若有人跟从我，就当舍己，就当舍己，天天背起十字架。这个是对领袖来说的。
So this scripture actually talk from the perspective of the leader.
这是不对的。
And this is not true.
为什么呢
？But why？
因为路加福音九章二十三节这么说。
Because of the book of Luke, chapter 9, verse 23 says.
他说，耶稣又对众人说。
It says Jesus talked to them all.
我们刚才念的经文是耶稣对门徒说，对不对？这一段经文说，耶稣又对众人说。
And the last scripture says Jesus talked to the disciples. Now this one also say that Jesus talked to them all.
同样这一件事情，在马可福音八章三十四节，它是这么写的。
And the same event was mentioned in the book of Mark, chapter 8, verse 34.
他说：“于是叫众人和门徒来，对他们说。”
He says Jesus called the crowd to him along with his disciples.
注意，你对照同样这件事情，这个三个这个啊圣经的经文，你对照起来看。
When you put all the three scriptures together,
你就可以看到。
And you will see.
主耶稣的劝勉是对所有的人的。
And the exhortation of the Lord Jesus is for everyone.
这是第一个对人的劝勉。
And this is the first example.
对人劝勉的第二个例子。
And the second example,
马太福音第十章第八节说
，From the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 8,
他说：“你们白白得来的，也要白白的舍去。”
It says, "Freely you have received, freely give."
我们得救最根本的是靠什么
？What's the basis of our own salvation?
是靠我们自己行为吗？
Is it because of our behaviors?
不是
No.
因为以弗所书啊，第二章八节他这么说的呀，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
And the book of Ephesians actually says your faith is based on grace and also of
这句话的意思就是
grace and faith.
这句话的意思就是你们得救最根本的是在乎神的。
And so they say that the basis, the essence of your salvation is the grace of God.
啊，然后呢，是也因着信这两个方面，一个恩，一个信，这样就好。
And one is based on faith, another based on grace.
所以我们得救不是靠用我们用力气、用时间、用金钱去赚来。
And we did not earn our grace, our salvation from our act or our effort.
是白白得来的。
And was given free for free.
所以我们把它叫做恩典。
Therefore, we call it grace.
那么既然是这样，为了传扬主的福音。
And because of this, and for the sake of preaching God's gospel,
花力气、奉献金钱、搭上时间，就是理所当然。
And spending our effort and offering our money and our time is actually very reasonable.
这也是对主的恩典的一个回报。
And this is kind of like we pay to our for the grace of from God.
所以主耶稣用这句话来劝勉我们。
So our Lord Jesus used this word to exhort us.
应该抱着怎样的心态去传福音？
And what kind of attitude should we use? For spreading the gospel,
你们白白得来的，也要白白的舍去。
And freely you have received, freely give.
我们该怎样来对待、来看待，天天背起自己的十字架呢
？How should we look at the verse say, and take up your cross every day?
有的人一听十字架。就联想到苦难。
Some people when they heard the word cross, they will immediately think about suffering.
哎，认为这个太沉重。
They think that it's too heavy.
受不了。
And it's unbearable.
其实啊，十字架的意义 是非常丰富的。
And actually, the meaning of the cross is actually very great.
是荣耀的。
It's a glory.
你们看很多姐妹都戴着一个十字架的项链吗？
You see a lot of sisters wearing the necklace of a cross.
如果它不是是荣耀的，你戴它干什么？
If it's not a glory, why do you have to wear this?
当然，我只是讲一个生活上的笑话。
并不是
一个这个事情一个定义，不是这个意思。
I was just mentioning this, not for the sake of definition, just you know, a joke.
那么有的人把这个十字架就看得很沉重，是一个苦难。
But some people think of the cross is a very heavy burden.
那么第二呢，神让苦难呢临到人。
And the second point, God allows this suffering to come to people.
是为了什么呢？
And for what reason?
他是圣经上说，他是为了熬炼我们。
And the scripture says, it's for the purpose of exercising us.
他是为了拣选我们。
For the sake of choosing us.
让我们得到好处。
So that we will be benefited.
经历苦难，改变我们的生命，成为美好。
So that we can experience the suffering and we'll change our lives.
这是神为什么要让允许苦难临到我们的原因。
And this is the reason why God allows the sufferings comes to us.
第三呢，神会给出路。
And the third point is God will give us a path.
他会搭救我们。
It will save us.
他会给我们开一条路。
And open up a new path for us.
让我们对苦难能够忍受得住。
So that we can endure within the sufferings.
所以，关于神关于这个苦难的教导，这里啊，圣经里面看呢，这些方面。
Looking through the teachings from the scriptures,
其实我们就应该明白。
And so that we will understand.
所以大家平常也都很喜欢讲一句话。
And a lot of time we would like to say this.
苦难是什么？苦
难是 what is suffering?
化了妆的祝福。
We say suffering is a blessing in disguise.
这个道理就在这儿了。
And this is the truth.
他是所以神呢是劝勉我们啊，背起自己的十字架。
God asks us to take up our cross.
他是要把美好他美好的心意成全在我们的身上。
Because he wants to fulfill his own will, a good will on us.
我们再来看一下哥林多前书十三章第三节。
Let's look at the first book of First Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 3.
他说我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍身叫人焚烧。焚烧却没有爱，仍然与我无疑。
He said, "If I give all I possess to the poor, and gave over my body to hardship, that I may boast, but do not love, I am nothing."
前面我们曾经谈到，主耶稣是舍命为世人，舍是为了爱。
We all just mentioned briefly aboutGod gave his life for all the people, and he gave for his because of his love.
所以他劝勉我们效法他。
So he asks us to follow him.
舍己的爱才是真爱。
Only a giving love is a true love.
我们想想是不是这样？
And we can ponder on this. 一个人
没有真爱，他能够去舍吗？
If you don't have a true love, how can he give?Of himself.
他不会舍弃自己。
He won't deny himself.
只有真爱，他才能舍弃自己。
Only with the true love, he will give up himself.
如果我们一个人常有私心
，If we always have a hidden agenda,
那不是神所要的舍。
This is not what God gives.
他对自己也没有益处。
And to himself, he gained nothing.
所以圣经里面说。不过是枉然。
That's why the Bible said this is nothing.
这就是哥林多前书十三章一到三节对我们的劝勉。
This is the exhortation from God from the book of First Corinthians chapter 13 verse 1 to 3.
我们从上面这些例子就可以看得出来。
From all the examples above,
神并不是强迫我们去舍。
God does not force us to give.
他是劝勉我们效法他去舍。
He exhorts us and persuades us to give.
我们把今天所讲的做一个小结。
Let's have a short summary for what we have talked about today.
啊，我们从人谈到了从人或从神两个方面。
We talk about this from the two perspectives, one from God and one from man.
围绕着舍与得。
And around the topic of give and receive.
我对圣经做了一个考察。
I've done a study on the Bible.
这只是一个开端。
Of course, it's only a beginning.
啊，也是啊，不是一个全面的啊。
This is not that comprehensive.
但是即便这样，那我们就可以看到这样一些重点。
But even so, we still see the main points.
主耶稣所舍的是人所不能比的。
Whatever Jesus had given us, a man cannot compare to.
如果说主耶稣也有所得的话，
if Jesus has received something,
那就是天父救赎大功得以成就。
That will be God's great work of redemption be accomplished.
那就是罪人得救。
And that is a sinner who got redeemed and have eternal lives.
而人所得到的呢？
And what man received?
是丰丰富富又丰丰富富的恩典。
It's a grace of abundance over on abundance.
啊，神所要求于人的。
What God asked for man?
啊，唯有真诚的相信。
Is a true faith,
和走出去传福音
and go out to spread the gospel.
这两点是神明确的要求人去做的。
These two points are very clearly what God asks us to do.
其他都是一些劝勉。
All the others are just exhortations.
劝勉人效法他去跟随他。
He asks us to follow him. And learn from him.
并没有强迫之意。
There's no forcing to do.
我们基督的信仰的核心是爱。
The core of our Christian's belief is love.
我们基督信仰的标志是什么？
And what's the sign of our Christian's faith?
是什么？
What is it?
那就是舍。
Is to give.
怎么知道你 有这个信仰还是没有这个信仰呢？
And how do you know you have this faith or not?
怎么知道你是基督徒他不是呢？
And how do you know you are a Christian and he is not?
这有一个标志啊。
Oh, there is a sign for
this. 这个标志就看你舍不舍啊。
And this sign is actually whether you want you give or not.
你舍得这个世界吗？
Will you give this up this world?
你舍得这个金钱吗？
Will you want to give this money up?
你舍得为教会为别人去做这个做那个吗？
Are you willing to do all this for the church and not the people?
所有这一切区别于世界上人分别为圣的这个标志在哪里？
All of this was the sign that separates us from the world.
那就是你能舍而世人不能。
It's because you can give and but the people cannot.
因此作为一个基督徒，
So becoming a Christian,
如果他仅仅是为了得到福分，
if he's only asked or want to have the blessings,
那他就违背了基督的信仰。
And he actually not be obeying God's will.
这不是我在扣他帽子，这是圣经明明白白的说的。
So I'm not making any accusation here, but this is what the Bible has said.
啊，因为没有舍，就不可能活出基督信仰啊，不可能活出来。
If you do not give, it's impossible to live up a Christ's faith.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Our beloved brothers and sisters,
我们要常常的数算。
We always have to count our blessings.
我们从神那里得到了多少恩典，得到了多少福分
？And how much grace and blessing we receive from our Lord?
我们要常常的自我审查。
We always have to examine ourselves.
我为主为人舍弃了什么？
What have I give up for God and other people?
又舍去了多少？
And how much I have give up?
有的世界上的人认为基督徒是傻瓜。
A lot of people think that Christians are
fools. 好容易休息一天，怎么还要到教会去？
And you know, only got one day of rest in the weekend, but you go to the church.
这不是傻瓜吗？
And this, you are a fool.
新移民，特别是新移民啊，本来挣钱就不多。
And especially for the new immigrants, you're not earning a lot.
还要起码奉献十分之一。
And you need to offering one tenth of your income.
所有这些世界上的认为，这都是傻瓜。
And the world will think this thing you are a fool.
他们在做傻事。
And doing foolish thing.
他们不明白。
Because they don't understand.
因为我们的信仰就是以舍为标志的。
Because our faith is, our sign of our faith is to give.
没有舍，谈得到爱吗？
If you don't give, you cannot talk about love.
没有舍，能够分别为圣吗？
With no love, how can you be sanctified?
不能。
No.
亲爱的朋友们
Our beloved friends,
你们看到了基督信仰与世界的追求是何等的不同。
Now you can see the faith of Christ and the world's pursuit are very different.
真是天差地别。
This is as different from heaven and earth.
哪一个有价值，哪一个是美善的，是非常清楚的。
Which one has value and which one is good and is very clear.
为什么不选择这个美善的基督信仰呢？
Why, how come you don't choose this good faith, this nice faith?
如果不去信仰，不去选择这个信仰，
If you don't choose this faith,
我觉得那才是真的是傻了。
And you're actually a fool.
我们同心低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.